Good morning, 7:38, 43 degrees right now in Coffeyville. Still some rain in the area, but we're working through that, and it's going to be a pretty decent day. Real warm tomorrow, though. That's what we're looking at. Well, hey, we have some special guests here in studio. We have Alicia and Dale from Touch of Life Ministries. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, it's great to have you on here. So exciting to have some new guests and that sort of thing. And before we kind of get into it, I just like to hear, you know, first of all, what is Touch of Life Ministries, and what is your involvement, I guess, in it?
Oh my goodness. We are essentially an outreach ministry. We serve the community of Coffeyville, whether it be people needing shelter in emergency situations, needing clothing, emergency food supplies. We go out into the streets. There's been times we will take our grill and go set up at First Street and just minister and feed people and love on them where they're at. Kind of multifaceted what we do. So we also host Bible studies on Tuesday evenings. And that's kind of the gist of what we are. We just love people as God called us to.
Well, and how long have you been doing this?
Next month marks 4 years. 4 years in the community. So
yeah, we got the calling 2018 in October to come to Coffeyville and start the ministry, start an outreach ministry for those that are bound, lost, addicted, coming from bringing them into the kingdom of God.
Well, that's wonderful. And have y'all lived in the community for a while then?
Actually, that's kind of the crazy thing how God works. We do not live in Coffeyville.
Oh.
We actually live south of Tyro.
Okay, sure. And I guess the area, southeast.
Right, yeah we're south of Tyro, and just, he drew us here.
Yeah.
You know, we're actually from the Bartlesville area, and he said, no, I need you in Coffeyville.
Well, that's great.
Here we are.
It is neat how God works in that way. So you have some recent news here of having a new building.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Another huge blessing from God himself. We had set out this year to start raising funds to work towards getting our own building, because we're like spread out with storage all over the community right now. He gave us an opportunity to purchase a building, and we could not financially do it at that point because we hadn't raised the funds. A couple of weeks later, we get a phone call that says, hey, we would like to just gift you this building. And it just absolutely blew us away. So we are now going to be located at the old Lowell School building on 9th and Cedar. Most recently, it was known as the Agape Fellowship Church. With that came the Agape Thrift Store as well, which is located on Eldridge.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so that facility is open, and the funds that come in there help maintain the building, help pay our utilities. Those hours are Wednesdays and Thursdays from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And if you're in need, extreme need, and do not even have the thrift store type funds, just get in touch with one of us and we can make that work out for you.
Well, that's wonderful. And so I know that's a big building. It's like 3 stories. It's got the gym and everything. So what is the kind of maybe short and long-term goals that you want to accomplish with that?
Okay, right now, the first floor is completely operational. The gym has been converted into a sanctuary. And then we, of course, the bottom floor has a kitchen and many classrooms and areas like that. So our immediate goals, we will be holding our monthly outreaches out of that building. And we are working to get funds and supplies for emergency shelter for our homeless community here in Coffeyville. In those extreme weather temperatures, we know people are out there. We may not see them out on the streets, but we know they're there. And there is no facility available here in Coffeyville. So that is our immediate goal, is to have emergency shelter, like overnight, a couple days, so they can come in and get warm and be fed and survive through those extreme temperatures.
Well, and unfortunately, you know, we know of people here in the community who did die this past winter just from the cold and not having, you know, people do, you know, sometimes have homes here, but maybe they don't have utilities at all.
Right.
And they don't have a way to heat, that sort of thing. So it's a heartbreaking thing. And so, and I think, you know, what you put, you know, kind of on your ministry, this is providing a hand up to self-sufficiency, right? You know, this is, you know, not necessarily a handout. This is trying to just lift people up and giving them that boost, sort of.
Right, right. That's our overall goal, long term. When we say hand up to self-sufficiency instead of a hand out to dependency, what we're looking at long term, once we renovate the entire building, is to have a facility that will house people for up to 18 months, whether that be coming off of drugs, coming out of, you know, abusive situations, things like that, retraining them, breaking that mindset of this is just the way it is, and introducing them to life skills, helping them get a job, showing them how to manage that money as it comes in, and helping them get restarted and be able to support themselves.
Alicia, you sound pretty confident in a lot of this. Do you have any background in this sort of ministry before that you did started doing this?
We do not really have that, mm-hmm. any background. However, where we came out of, God took two people literally on the brinks of hell and pulled us out, put us together and said, here, now I need you to go back and get the rest.
Wow.
So that's where we are. I've always worked in, like, in education and with families. So I've seen a lot of the brokenness and not been able to do anything.
Sure. Well, now you can.
Yes.
Which is great. So you have an event coming up here in April, right?
Yes.
So it is. So can you tell us a little bit about that, the jobs event and everything?
Okay. So in April, the second Saturday of each month, we hold an outreach event. This year, we have kind of revamped that because during COVID, we got into a kind of a habit and routine of let's just go out and reach the people. Let's feed them. Let them know that we're still here. And God this year has said, okay, this is what I called you to do. So in April, we will be having a short sermon. We will have volunteers on staff to help individuals fill out those job applications, because there's a lot of places hiring in town, but some may not have the ability to get online and fill out the application, or, you know, there may be something hindering them. So that's what this event is about, helping the people find the resources, get those applications, and if we're missing identification, help them figure out how to get that so they can be successful.
Well, you hit the nail right on the head in the fact that we do definitely have a need for jobs and you know, people to work these jobs. Mm-hmm. And that's a great thing. I think once people, you know, can get on board that, you know, get some training, then there's some fantastic income, you know, streams. A lot of places are paying, you know, some great wages. So mm-hmm. you get that income stream going and it builds and builds and builds. And, you know, pretty soon you can start affording a place to live. And I mean, it just gets better from there.
Right.
So that event's going to be April 8th, 11 to 1, right?
Yes.
And it's going to be at the right there on 9th Street.
Yes.
So, just encourage, you know, anyone. That sounds like a wonderful opportunity to come on by. So now let's talk a little bit about the thrift store.
Sure.
So when is it open, and what kind of items do you have? Can people donate? Well, all that sort of thing.
Oh, my goodness. There's clothing, household items, books, music items. I mean, just anything you would think of when you think of a thrift store, it's in there. Donations, I'm not, that is something that you would need to speak with the gentleman that is running it. We were blessed not only with the building, but with workers that have already been in place. I know that he is bombarded with clothing donations right now, but I'm sure like other items he would be able to take. So, just get in touch with him. Do you have that number on you?
I sure don't.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, I don't have it on this flyer here.
Okay. But. So just keep it. You guys watch on Facebook. We have Touch of Life Ministries. I will get that number and post it for you.
Yeah.
But he is fantastic. His name is Ron. And He's there from on Wednesdays and Thursdays from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. However, should you drive by, he says, if my truck's there, I'm there.
Cool. Great.
And should you drive by after hours and need something, his phone number is posted on the door, and he is always willing to come up and help. He's only a couple blocks away. So
you can also call either one of us. Our numbers are on there as well.
Yeah, our number's on the doors as well. So.
Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, if people, you know, we have a lot of great volunteers in the community and that sort of thing, and but we always need more. So if people are interested in any ways they can help, be it volunteer or otherwise, what are some of those opportunities available? Maybe just, you know, either in the form of donating or volunteering.
Volunteering, we can always use volunteers, especially on those outreach days. Because it's a lot better if we can get some one-on-one communication with people and they don't feel like they're just another number waiting in line. Come check it out. Any outreach day from 11 to 1, we get second Saturday of every month. Other ways you can donate and help with that big building and the projected vision comes lots of funding needed. We are in the process of writing grants to try to get renovation and all of that fun stuff taken care of. So any monetary donations, absolutely appreciated and tax deductible. We are also in need of things like army cots, bedding for those, refrigerator, a freezer. I'm trying to think, hygiene type items, and any like, non-perishable food items to keep on stock for those emergency situations. In order to get those to us, they can reach out to us on call our phone, which is 539-218-5728. And they will be speaking with Leah, who is our message person, and she will get in touch with us or direct them where they need to go.
That's wonderful. Well, anything else that people should know? I mean, this is, it sounds like there's a lot coming down the pike, but yeah.
Just like she said, volunteers and donations right now.
And lots of prayers.
Lots of prayers.
Lots of prayers.
We've got a lot ahead of us right now. And it's gonna be a work in progress.
Sure.
But well, with the good Lord leading and the Holy Spirit leading that way, we're gonna get there.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing is, you can, it's easy to be overwhelmed sometimes with all the, you know, is ahead of you, but hey, just look where you are right now.
Oh my goodness. Oh, yes. Yeah, we have never ever have we failed to meet the objective in front of us, and one day at a time. You know, just the other day, a couple of our volunteers and I were working at the building, cleaning up and doing some things. And we had been talking about, hey, we need this thing or that thing. And as we're walking through the building, those specific things are brought to our light.
Isn't that amazing?
So we're like, you know what? There's no reason for us to get overwhelmed. We just need to trust in him and take it one day at a time and not get ahead of his plan.
That's right.
Because as we're good at that, we want to get it done. And he's like, hold on. So.
Absolutely. All in God's time. Well, hey, Alicia and Dale Melton, thank you so much for coming on the program here. And I hope we can have you on again soon to talk about some updates and that sort of thing. Because I think it's a good what you're doing. And I hope that people can reach out and maybe give you a little help. Because I think I think we're in a good place. We're moving forward.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Absolutely. No, our pleasure. And you let us know anytime you have an upcoming event, that sort of thing, we'll get it on the air.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. Hey, and we do have coming up in just a few minutes, Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce will be in, and we'll talk about all things indie. So that's on the way on the Mighty 690. We have 43 degrees right now in Coffeyville, and we are heading up to a high today of 56. So that's on the way here on the Mighty 690.